What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5 Weekdays with Mike. That was Kim Wilde, and you keep me hanging on. And a very good morning and welcome to the studio. Once again, regular guest Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing. Welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Always love having a chat with you, Adrian. The series has been really good. We've had some great feedback as well.
Yeah, I bump into people at work in the streets and people I know who it never ceases to amaze me how many people listen to 98.5 and from such a broad and diverse walk of life.
Love. Every time I think of you, I keep thinking, legacy, what am I doing? Yes. What am I going to do about it? Have I made a decision yet? It's funny how it tends to, I often think of it.
Yeah, I think that's the benefit of doing a longer series over the term, because we keep talking about it. And I guess we've talked about the really great things about a legacy and about how it's a long-term approach, you know, the strength of character, doing the right things week in, week out, year after year, and being proactive and thinking about that. But I thought it'd also be good today to talk about some of the things that prevent people from achieving those things and working in a way that leaves a legacy, because I know that there would be listeners out there, part of the family, who would be listening when I'm talking about great achievers, people who've done great things, and they might think, well, actually, that's not where I'm at in my walk of life at the moment. So I wanted to acknowledge that and talk about some different concepts today around individuals who might be having barriers or struggles to achieving that. And so I thought I'd break it up into a couple. And I need to warn people, this will be a little challenging in the first part and then a bit sensitive about some of the things we'll talk about in the second part today. But the first part I want to talk about is it's really easy for us to limit our mindset and blame other people for that. So, for example, we might say, well, I didn't go to the right school. I didn't grow up in the right area. I didn't have the right education. I didn't have people who believed in me when I was young. And look, those things might have been important, they might have impacted you in some way. But there has to be a point in your life when you say, well, actually, I need to overcome that. You know, we can't always look to the generations before and blame them or limit that from our thinking. And we need to actually realize sometimes it's actually just our own mindset and our own thinking that is limiting us. And it's not a real thing. Well, sometimes our mind, it might seem real, but there actually could be many more opportunities out there. We may be limiting in our own mind what our opportunities are because we think, well, you know, I can't achieve that because, well, I made this mistake in the past. This didn't work out previously. Some people are really, really quick to limit what they can achieve in their life. And I would encourage the listeners to think, to kind of reflect and step outside yourself and think, what are the mindsets that I'm holding on to that are really limiting me? And are they real or not? Have I let them generate in my own mind because they can be very limiting for people and they may actually not be real at all?
Very interesting. So you think it almost like we're almost comfortable almost justifying in a way, well, I can't do because.
Yes,
because of history or whatever. We'll take a break, Adrian. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. And my regular guest in the studio this morning is Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing. Back after this. At 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Joining me in the studio this morning is Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing. We have been talking about legacy for the last probably 8-9 weeks.
Yeah.
Great conversation, Adrian. Loving this.
Yeah, so the other bit I'd talk about today is the leading on to what we just talked about is how our mindset, and especially our families, can limit or really influence the way we view ourselves and what we can achieve. And I think about one of my grandfathers, Grandpa John, who was fantastic, such a great influence on my life. I loved him. He passed away a few years ago, sadly. But he grew up as a dairy farmer in New Zealand from generations of dairy farmers.
Wow.
And then when he moved to Australia, he became a carpenter. And he'd worked in mining and construction his whole life. Very, very proud of the fact that he was a blue-collar worker and the family was a blue-collar working family. And he instilled in us grandkids great attitudes of hard work and that you need to work hard if you want to achieve anything in your life.
Good legacy right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I want to make, my grandpa was a fantastic influence on me and in many, many ways. But one of the things I had to adjust was when I said, well, actually, I'm going to go to university and study.
What?
Yeah, it was kind of like, he didn't say this, but it's kind of like, oh, you think you're better than us. Or, well, you know, that's not what this family does. We're a hardworking blue collar family. And why is that not good enough for you? Now, it's interesting. He left the dairy farming area in New Zealand to come to Australia. So he obviously kind of bucked the trend of what he did in his family. But it certainly strikes me that that can be the case for many of us. And that's just one example for me. But I'm sure that many of the listeners would think, yeah, actually, I've got a direction where I want to go. And just because my parents haven't done that. And so it might be the opposite. Your parents might have gone to uni, or your parents might not have been musical or artistic. And you think, well, I want to go to drama school. Mm-hmm. And your parents might think, well, hold on. Where did this come from? That's not the sort of skill in our family.
Does it stay with us? Do you think that does that stop us? Do you think?
Look, I absolutely think so, because I think you've got some people who will just rebel from their family and just want to do the absolute opposite. Whatever their parents did, I'm going to do the opposite.
I'm not going to be like that.
Yeah, but then you have some people who deep down really can't break that and think, oh well, you know, but maybe I've got this passion in my and there's this gift and ability, but. Mm. Oh, well, because it's different to the family, maybe it's not what I should pursue. So I would really encourage the listeners this morning to think, well, if you've got a passion and a gift and ability, pursue that. Just because it's not part of your family and your traditions and history of the family, whatever that means, don't let that limit you. Follow your dreams and your passions and your gifts and abilities. Have the courage to break free just because your parents didn't do it, or just because it, you know, doesn't align with what they thought you would do in your life. Yeah. You could leave a legacy trailblazing in a totally different area, and your parents might sit back and think, wow, we never knew anyone in our family would be this musical. But never know. So look at your own gifts and abilities and try and break free from that. Don't let the pressures and expectations of other people limit where you can leave a legacy in your life.
And it's never too late to start.
Oh, never too late.
We'll play a song, come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5 weekdays with Mike, Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeings in the studio. Great song on the way next, Waiting on the World to Change. Ironically, John Mayer. Back soon. You're on 98.5. On at 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Joining me in the studio today is Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing. We've been talking about leaving a legacy and a few challenging conversations we've had over the last few weeks. Good morning, Adam. You'd like to have some input to our show this morning?
Yeah, I would. I've just recently turned 50, and it's never too late to change that direction of the influence you have on leaving a legacy. You know, I've been listening to a mentorship group in America the last sort of 12 months, and it's really had a big impact on me. And a couple of their core things is exactly that. You know what I mean? A legacy for the rest of your family. I've changed direction in my pursuits. I've changed direction in my belief, I suppose. Mm. And hoping that, you know, it's like this, never too late to make that change.
Good on you, Adam. Really appreciate you calling in this morning. And we just spoke about that, about it's never too late. And Adam's just confirmed
absolutely
that as well.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
The last point I want to make, I think it's good to wrap this up and clarify a couple of things. Because we've been talking about, you know, not using the past as a reason to limit you in the future. But what is really important that we acknowledge is that there will no doubt be part of the family listening today who have experienced some form of trauma in their past. And that is absolutely not... Sometimes people say, oh, that's an excuse, inverted commas. And sometimes people say, well, you just need to move on. You need to get over it. That's in the past. That's not helpful for people who have experienced trauma. And what we talk about at Richmond Wellbeing, we talk about working in a trauma-informed way. And we talk about the difference of having trauma define you as opposed to shaping you. Because those people who are listening this morning who have experienced trauma would very likely say, look, Adrian, it's been a part of my journey. The way I think and work and act and live is shaped by that. You know, I don't think I will ever... Some people wake up every day and they immediately think of the trauma they've experienced. And some people, week to week, things might happen that just triggers that trauma that they've had in their past. So what we say at Richmond Wellbeing is people are not defined by it. It is not who you are. It is not defining and limiting what you can achieve, but it is a part of you, whether you like it or not, and it's shaped you. But for many people who work through trauma in their life, they actually feel that they can come through it as a wiser, more well-rounded person who can overcome things. So I just wanted to make that really clear to the listeners that I've kind of challenged people this morning not to have excuse or limit their mindset. But if people have experienced trauma, that is absolutely never an excuse or not anything that I would flippantly want to dismiss. That is something people need to work through. And obviously, I'm not on radio to work through the individual issues of individual people. But what I would say to anyone listening today who thinks, well, yeah, I've listened to this series on legacy, but I'm sitting here having experienced trauma in my life and I'm not sure how I can overcome that. I would encourage people in that situation, you need to talk to someone about it. Now, talking to a friend or family member is probably a really good start, but most people who have experienced trauma recognize they need to actually talk to a professional. And that may be a counselor, it may be starting to go to a GP, it might be an employee assistance program counselor, maybe a chaplain, maybe a pastor, someone who really has experience and skills in helping people deal with trauma, because I can't deal with it here on the radio, and it's not something that people can just overcome naturally without assistance. Most often, people need to talk about it and get professional assistance. So if you're listening today and you feel that trauma that you've experienced in your life is limiting your view in life and your belief of what you can achieve and your ability to leave a legacy, my encouragement to you would be, at Richmond, we work with people every single day who have experienced trauma, who are learning to work through that so that it would shape them, not define them, and that they can absolutely overcome that and live the life that they want to. But I know that most people need professional help. So I'd encourage you to talk to your friends and family, the people you really trust, and get the support you need from a professional to support you through that.
Good on you, Adrian. Well spoken once again. It's always a good chat. And it was great having Adam chime in as well, which is really good.
Yeah, I've had a great morning.
Indeed. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks, shall we?
Looking forward to it.
Good on you. My guest in the studio this morning has been Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing. And we are almost at the end of this series of Leaving a Legacy. You are on at 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Good to have your company on this Wednesday morning. Stick around. John Farnham's on the way next, and you're the voice.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.